you were walking along and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say you picked up a
stick
and
threw it.
Okay. Any other words you'd use besides threw?
Throw.
Well, what about chunked or
chunked?
Flung.
Slung.
Wait, you think you'd say that?
Well, I chunked a stick at him.
Okay. Say if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one came to the door, you'd say, well, I guess he's not
home.
And someone was walking in your direction, you'd say he's coming straight
toward the house.
Okay. And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to run
into
so-and-so. And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you say they named the child
for her mother.
Okay. And, say if, talking about, distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a little.
Well, it's about a mile, about 2 miles, or. Well, I don't know exactly how far. It's not very far.
Uh-huh. It's just a little...
little piece.
Okay. And say if you'd been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a... what to go?
Good piece. Long ways yet.
Okay. And if something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
2 miles down here.
Or you can find that just about any...
any place. Any corner. Any place.
Okay. And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell over...
backwards.
What's that?
Backwards.
And this way would be...
forward.
And say if you'd gone fishing and I asked you if you caught any fish, you might say, no, what a one.
Passed it over.
If you'd been fishing and I asked you if you caught any fish, you'd say, no, what a one.
No, not a one.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say nary a one?
No, I don't say that.
have you heard that?
Nary a one, yeah, I've heard it.
Uh-huh. But you wouldn't say it yourself?
No, I don't say it myself.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you... did what?
Cleared it up. Cleared it away.
Okay. And say if you cut the hay off a piece of land and it comes up again enough in the same year so you can cut it again, what do you call that?
Well.
Cut it twice.
I cut the first crop of hay early. So they might have another crop later,
okay,
something to that effect.
And a crop that hadn't been planted but that year but comes up anyway, you'd call that a...
pasture.
Or a crop
or grazing.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear volunteer crop?
Yes, ma'am.
What does that
Let's
mean?
Let's see. Well, that's where something comes up that you didn't plant it there, but maybe it was planted there last year.
Uh-huh.
And then it would come up.
And you call it a...
volunteer plant.
Uh-huh. And wheat is tied up into a...
bundle.
Okay. Then the bundles are piled up into a...
stack.
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to gather it. And then the oats are sent to... a meal to be thrashed.
The oats, what?
To be thrashed.
Uh-huh.